Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. I read a story about an 87-year-old man who was put on a respirator last year. Baruch Hashem, after a few days, he was taken off and then able to come home. For the days he was on the respirator, he was charged $10,000. After leaving the hospital, he was crying tears of gratitude. He said, "For a few days of assistance to breathe, it cost $10,000. How much do I owe Hashem for giving me the ability to breathe normally every day of my life?" A man told me this past week that 8 years ago, his lungs collapsed during a procedure in the hospital, which made him be in need of a double lung transplant. He was on a waiting list for months, but nothing became available. It got to the point that he would not be able to continue living the way he was, even connected to high-tech machines. His family was called in to say goodbye. The doctor said if he didn't get a transplant done by the next morning, he would have to be sedated, and soon after, he would run out of life. Of course, his family prayed that night like they never did before. Miraculously, after waiting months, in the middle of that night, two lungs became available and they were a perfect match for him. Baruch Hashem, he is able to tell over this story today and teach people about the enormous Chesed Hashem saving his life at the last minute. Every moment of life is a Chesed Hashem. With a moment of life, a person could acquire eternity. If someone is put in a test, for example, he is tempted to speak Lashon Hara or eat a forbidden food, at that moment, he should stop and say, "Thank you, Hashem, for this chesed that you gave me, this opportunity to turn away from doing wrong and acquire eternal merit as a result." If a person has an urge to do something forbidden, but he resists it, and he says, "Hashem, I'm not going to do this because I want to do your will and bring glory to your name," that would become a glorious moment in his life that he will benefit from forever. Hashem gives us so many ways to fulfill mitzvot. He even rewards us for good thoughts. The Sefer Nafshi Holat Ahavatcha writes, "If we hear about someone going through a difficulty and we feel compassion for that person, we fulfill a positive commandment from the Torah, emulating Hashem. V'halachta bidrachav mahurachum afatarachum. If we would then, even in our minds alone, make a request to Hashem to help them, that would give us yet another mitzvah of tefillah, two mitzvot without even moving our lips. If we would know the value of a mitzvah, we would be rejoicing all day thinking about our great accomplishments." Many years ago, an avrech in Israel was walking on the street when he heard a loud commotion. Someone had passed out in an apartment and people were calling for help. He knew CPR. He ran in and he revived the person and saved his life. Afterward, he found out this person was none other than Rabbi Elyashiv, the Gadol Ador. A couple of weeks later, this Avrech received a letter in the mail. It was from a man in America who attached a $1 million check offering to buy from him the zechut of saving the Gadol Ador's life. That money would have been very useful to him at that time. But before he made a decision, he went to Rav Elyashiv to ask him what to do. Rav Elyashiv told him in a parable form, something to the sort of, if he would take the $1 million, he would be like a young boy taking a bag of chocolates instead of the multi-million dollar inheritance that his father left him. The value of one mitzvah is priceless, and Hashem gives us opportunities every moment of the day to perform them. What a chesed. Have a great day.